Okay. No, cheating, beating, sweeting, and feeting. This is the SFS podcast number 17. Let's get into the fight now. It's Cormier versus Jones. I was like, Jones. I wanted John Jones to win this fight. And I was confident that he would. I don't think Cormier knew what he was getting himself into. As Cormier enters the ring angry, with a chip on his shoulder, Jones looks confident and happy. First round comes off, Jones gets shots in, more shots in than Cormier. Gets some great leg kicks in, uses his reach, and Cormier with his takedowns, Jones reverses it, takes him down. But Cormier does a lot better than in this fight than he did in the last encounter with Jones. He hits him with a couple of strikes in the first round that you could hear some hard shots that would knock most competitors to the ground. In the second round, Cormier really picked it up. Even though John Jones got more shots in and more stomp kicks and leg kicks to Cormier hit him with some great hooks, you know, and I was thinking, oh, this might be Cormier's fight here. Cormier was like shaking off a lot of Jones's jabs that he was doing. He was just shaking off and saying, ah, they ain't fucking hurting me, because Cormier's got a big chin and everything. So I thought Cormier in the second round were controlling the fight. He was getting some big motherfucking shots in. I thought he was going to knock Jones out as he rocked him a bit. A couple of rights and lefts, even though Jones got in a good knee and a good left hook in, a left jab in. The third round, pretty much the same. Jones was just hitting him and kicking him, and basically Cormier throughout the fight was backing Jones up towards the cage. Now that was Cormier's game plan, basically, because he's heavier. So that was Jones' weakness in the match, was getting back towards the cage. I'm thinking, Jones, get away from the cage, get into the center and trade blows with him, use your reach, because you do not want a guy like Cormier backing you towards the cage where he can get big hard strikes on you or take you down and then strike you while you're down. So I was thinking, I was quite worried for Jones as he was backing up in the second round and throughout the third round. But then out of nowhere, I think Jones premeditated it and planned for it. Boom, kicked him, and you could see Jones's Cormier's feet turn into spaghetti. No, his feet just gave way. His legs gave way. Spaghetti legs knocked. Didn't know what the fuck hit him. I think that knocked him senseless. A big, massive kick. Boom! On Cormier. Rocked him. And then Jones, bang! Kicks him in the... to the bottom of the foot. Trips him up. And then Cormier is against the fence. Jones comes in, boom, kicks him right in the sternum, and then Cormier's down, and I'm up on my feet and going, yes, come on Jones, you motherfucker, let's get this. Boom, the elbow, boom, the elbow, and then bang, 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 and as I was doing it, bang, 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 Cormier had nowhere to go, and as I predicted, the champion, not the new champion, because he never lost. The champion, John's Bones Jones. As I predicted, I knew it was going to happen. I said it was going to happen. And I knew that Jones was going to obliterate Cormier. And then Cormier would cry like a bitch afterwards. And that's what he did. I can't believe it, man. And Jones beat him in the third round. And then... it's like a really, actually, very spectacular. It was like when Mike Tyson came back and beat Frank Bruno for the title after all his troubles Mike Tyson had. You know, it's like now Jones back in the picture. Can he maintain this? Can he be back better than ever? Because we thought Tyson was back better than ever before the whole Holyfield incident. So we'll have to see. But Cormier did a lot better in this fight than the first encounter. I've got to say that. But Jones, I'm telling you, he's just not as good. Cormier is good. He beat Gustafsson. He beat Rumble Johnson. But he cannot beat number one. There's only one spot for number one. And John Jones had that number one spot all along. And it's too big, too fast, and he knew he was going to win. And he won in a spectacular way. Kick to the head, rocked Cormier, then tripped him up. Cormier goes to the fence, boom, right in the sternum, then gets him down, elbow, elbow, boom, boom, strike, strike, over. Cormier, Jones is the champion, and he does not get his title back. He just shows the world that he was always champion. Now Jones shows some compassion for Daniel Cormier, tries to say he's a great guy and all that, and to fight him, and if it weren't for Daniel Cormier, I wouldn't be this big. He's helped me a lot. It's great sportsmanship by Jones. Proves that he's the better person, because as the decision goes, Cormier just walks away like a sad loser. I'm thinking, oh, you got defeated, just face the facts that you cannot beat John Jones. You're a sore loser. You know, I've never seen such more of a sore loser in my life. Even when Mike Tyson got knocked down by Buster Douglas, didn't see Tyson walking away. He just took it like a man. John Jones, I told you before the fight that Daniel Cormier would be crying like a little bitch he is. And that's what happened. And John Jones was being very nice to him, saying, you know, you did your good job and you tested me in there and you've done a lot for my career. Cormier was really just... And then he had to admit that, well, the rival is over. I've been beaten twice by Jones, so don't know what's next for Cormier. John Jones, obviously. Now, this is the really interesting part. The fight was a great fight. It'll be remembered, and it'll end the chapter, one of the biggest rivalries in UFC history. And Jones proved that he was the better fighter and the better person. And I'm proud that John Jones has come back from all the obstacles he's faced, all the mistakes that he's made. You know, he's a great inspiration for people like me, people that are down. You know, they can get back up and they can, you know, get back on the feet again and win fights, because that's what John Jones represents. And that's why I wanted Jones to win. Cormier, yeah, it was good while it lasted, but he knew he weren't a true champ. He's number two, don't get me wrong. If John Jones weren't in and never fought again, Cormier would be dominating that division for years. But he cannot beat Jones. Jones is one of the greatest fighters, you know, on this generation. Jones, McGregor, Diaz, you name it. You know, the era of Jones, before that it was the era of Anderson Silva, Couture, Liddell. Now it's the era, and Jose Aldo, the era of them. Now it's the era of McGregor, Nate Diaz and Jones. They're the three main attractions in the sport today. There's a lot more, and even Tyron Woodley, but Tyron Woodley really disappointed me. That was the most boring fight I've ever seen, because the John Jones and Cormier fight was such a great, interesting fight. It was a lot better than the first. I had a lot more riding on this fight, because you never thought the second fight was ever going to happen. And from the get-go, it was on and on. And it was great to see Jones win the title back. Then, out of nowhere, I was amazed about this. After he talked about Cormier, he says, "Brock Lesnar, where you at? He wants a fight with Brock Lesnar." I'm like, holy shit. John Jones wants to be a resident in Suplex City. Well, be careful what you wish for, Jones, because there is a residence in Suplex City, and you will be taken there by Brock Lesnar. Now you have got the intention of Paul Heyman, and Paul Heyman will be listening to that, and he will be making the promotion for that fight. Once Paul Heyman comes into the picture and his beast Brock Lesnar comes, Jones, be careful what you wish for. Do not underestimate Brock Lesnar. Obviously, doing that, because that is going to be the biggest fight of all time in the UFC, definitely. If that happens, I hope it does happen. Who I think will win, I do not know. I want Brock Lesnar to win that fight, because Brock Lesnar, if Brock Lesnar does win that fight, his legacy will be beyond the roof. He'll be one of the greats of all time. So hopefully Brock Lesnar will, Brock Lesnar accepts the challenge. It's just when he's able to come back from the suspension. But John Jones might be a resident into Suplex City. It'd be good if he comes out and Paul Heyman introduces, Bruce Buffer introduces John Jones, and then Paul Heyman comes, "Ladies and gentlemen, the mayor of Suplex City, the 1-21, the Couture Conqueror, the first UFC, WWE, NCAA champion, Brock Lesnar." And then Lesnar just looks at Jones, and the intimidation starts. I think Jones might be bigger in height, but Brock Lesnar is a massive motherfucker. All it needs is Lesnar to get hold of Jones and put him on the ground. And Lesnar's fast. Do not underestimate the pace of Lesnar. So I don't know if that fight will happen, but if it does, it's going to be one of the biggest fights ever in fight history. So great move on Jones's, great idea by Jones. Dana White needs to take that seriously, because Brock Lesnar's willing to fight Jones. And hopefully Brock Lesnar will win. And then you can really can call him a UFC legend. Because I said, if Brock Lesnar just did UFC, he would be the best ever in UFC, in my opinion. But he's done WWE and UFC. It's going to bring on crowds from WWE, UFC, everywhere. It's going to be big. It's going to be major. Bigger than McGregor versus Mayweather, in my estimation. It's going to be massive. I just wish that the Mayweather and McGregor was happening in the octagon, because then that would be a fight. What's happening is it's one-dimensional. Boxing is a one-dimensional sport. So obviously, McGregor loses, you can't say Mayweather's the better fighter, because it's boxing. It's totally different from UFC. UFC is everything. So I wish it was in the octagon. But obviously Mayweather is just such a pussy who runs away from everything, that's going to be in a boxing ring. But hopefully McGregor has got some great boxing skills, and I want McGregor to finish Mayweather. Well, that ain't the fight of the summer. The fight of the summer was what happened last night. And I'm so proud that John Jones is the champion. He'll keep that championship. But he's made that challenge. He'll probably go up to the... he'll be going up to the heavyweight division. And Brock Lesnar versus Jones is going to be major. If that happens. But this fight was major, and it will go down in history as the end of the chapter of the greatest rivalry ever. Before the fight, I had the most boringest fight ever, but this was one of the most classic fights since Diaz and McGregor 2. Brilliant fight. Jones got the knockout. I thought it would go down 5 rounds, but Jones just got a tremendous knockout, and Jones is on top of the world again. He's come back from all the shit, and he's the champ once again. Who will stop John Jones? If Lesnar does not is delayed, then no one's going to stop John Jones. That's all I've got to say about that.